Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live with your host, Diamond and Silk.
Yes.
And Silk, oh, Silk, oh, Silk, oh, Silk, oh, Silk.
Oh, Diamond, oh, Diamond, oh, Diamond, oh, Diamond.
Okay, I'm not going to do the hair bob tonight. However, we will discuss some things later on in the show. Mm-hmm. But let me do a little house cleaning.
Okay.
Okay, so right now, I want everyone to stop right now.
Stop.
Stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I need for you to share this video. Share it on every social media platform that mm-hmm. you can. You can share the link, share the full-fledged video. I don't care what you do. Share it, because sharing is caring.
Yes.
And we need some people to care about other people, no matter the what. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on.
That's right.
I don't care what side of the aisle they're mm-hmm. on. So make sure that you share this video. Let everybody know that Diamond and Silk is over here on Frank Speech.
Yes.
This is a place where you have freedom of speech. And so if you want to ask a question,
that's right.
If you have some discernment and you have some reservations about some things, uh-huh. you can do it, and you can speak your opinion right here on frankspeech.com.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
Or Lindell. TV.
Or Lindell TV.
That's right.
Also, don't forget about, if you have any questions or comments, email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondandsilk@gmail.com. We do actually look at questions, and we do read them aloud.
We do read them
while we're on air. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I want to give a shout out to our affiliate, RSBN, for streaming a lot of our content over here on Frank Speech, and thank you very much for that. We really appreciate you all. Also, now you all know that Mike Lindell is still building this platform, mm-hmm. Frank Speech, along with Lindell TV.
That's right.
How do you patronize him?
Mm-hmm.
How do you help him?
How?
You help him by going to mypillow.com. When you use code TRUMP1,
uh-huh.
you'll receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
That's right.
So please head over there to mypillow.com and use promo code TRUMP1 to get up to 66% off your entire purchase.
Because y'all know he won.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Everybody know he won.
Everybody know he
Everybody
won.
Know he won.
That's right.
Okay, now, Silk, I don't want to get upset.
Okay.
But before I even get started, to all of my people that do have a problem when I start talking and it start getting louder, just please cut your volume down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to my Christian brothers and sisters
yeah.
that sometimes can't stand for Diamond to use the slang words or the curse words, go back there in the back with Becky.
Yes.
And pray for me.
Pray for us.
Thank you. Pray for us.
Because
sometimes
right.
you'll let one slip too. Sometimes, excuse me, you'll let one slip too.
It's just
too.
Depending on what's going on
uh-huh.
and how I'm feeling. But I am going to try to be real.
We got to be real.
I got to be real, because it's so many fake people running around here.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that wants to speak out, and they're being silenced.
Right.
They're being bullied into silence.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that I can come off of another platform that censored me to come on this platform and be censored by people because of a four-letter word.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Uh-huh. No.
Well, the ones that don't have, listen, and then this may not be the show for you tonight.
Right.
If I let one fly.
That's right.
But you got to pray for.
Pray for.
Because see, you be convicted.
That's right.
When you cuss, I don't.
Uh-huh.
Don't bother me. I'm not.
Not
see,
one,
it's
one,
according
one.
To your conviction. You convicted
your conviction.
About, you be the one convicted about it. I don't be convicted by
That's
it. Not
right.
one. And I grew up in a Christian home,
uh-huh.
and my parents were pastors.
That's right.
Okay.
We PKs.
Uh-huh. We preach
that?
Kids.
Uh-huh.
So, look, I know what time it is.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going to talk about that. First of all, I want y'all to say, did y'all see what happened in California? Somebody did email us about this here. They're very upset about it. But I want you to know, do not get upset about it. Because if they don't fix 2020, this is how it's going
this
to go.
This is how it's going to go.
But see, what you got to ask California, you got to understand. Do I think that there was cheating and what happened with California? Something went wrong whenever you had so many people go in to vote and they was telling them that
they
had already voted.
Uh-huh.
So we already knew yeah. what time it was.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, you got to know who your audience is.
Mm-hmm.
When Larry Elders came out and said, he made it seem like Joe Biden won this fair and square.
Right.
You lost some people when you did that.
Right.
Not only that, now look.
Yeah.
Look at this, because the same setup that they did with President Donald J. Trump
yep.
on November 3rd, 2020
uh-huh.
is about the same setup
right.
that they did with him.
Exactly. Same script, different cast. Mm-hmm.
So I want you to be real mindful of that. And then with people in California, you got to ask yourself, what do you want?
What do you want?
I mean, are you all okay with smelling boo-boo, walking around where people are shooting drugs up, where your whole state is dismantled, where your businesses have been flattened, where your livelihoods are gone? Are you okay with that? Because if you continue to vote for the same thing, you're going to continue to get the same results.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And only the people of California can demand a forensic audit. But if y'all don't say nothing and you go along, I'll see y'all 10 years if you still be there, and it'll be totally destroyed, like they're destroying it right now.
Having passed away from E. coli. Mm-hmm. So there's so much boo-boo in the street.
That's
don't make no sense.
And that's all I can say about that with California.
Yeah.
But we do wish Larry Elders well. But you have to understand now who your audience.
That's right.
Who your crowd. And you can't get out there. Don't think that you all can dismiss what happened in 2020. That's why it keep happening over and over again.
That's right.
You see what I'm
Nobody's
saying?
Nobody's never been held accountable.
Ain't nobody being held accountable.
How many times do I got to say it?
Ain't
as long as there's corruption in the system, the swamp get to pick and choose who they want in any position.
That's right.
Remember that.
Always remember that. Okay. All right, y'all. So real quick, I need for you all to, I was minding my business. You know, I'm always minding my business.
Like we always do. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Nicki Minaj was trending. I'm like, well, what happened now? What has happened now?
Uh-huh.
Why is she trending? And so white supremacy, the word white supremacy was also trending too. I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want y'all to take a look at this clip. Take a look at this here, you all. Logan.
Oh, he's fine. It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles who are swollen from taking the vax. That's the claim. But it's not anything to do with the physical effect of the vaccine that makes our political class mad. It's the last part of Nicki Minaj's tweet that enrages them. The part where she says you should pray on it, make the decision yourself like a free human being, and quote, don't be bullied. So our media and public health officials didn't like this because they make their livings bullying people. So they couldn't let it stand.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj, what she did was she retweeted Tucker Carlson, or retweeted this particular video. So now you got people on the left, like they always do. Oh my God, you going along with the white supremacists. First of all, Tucker Carlson is not a white supremacist. As far as I know, he's a journalist. He happens to be white.
Uh-huh.
But you see the tags that they always want to tag on to people or tie people to to make it look like that you can't have an opinion of somebody else, whether you are politically affiliated with them or not.
Uh-huh. And one thing that, you know, the way that she responded back was in a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the black woman lied on me and made people attack. But I can't quote this man who did the opposite. So it's like Joy Reid lied on her.
Yes, she did.
People attacked Nicki Minaj
because
of what Joy Reid said.
Right.
But Tucker Carlson, it's like he's doing the investigation. He's checking on things. He's reporting different things that had the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so she retweeted the truth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about black, white. It wasn't about color. It was about the truth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she did.
That's what she did.
Uh-huh.
She also tweeted, well, somebody retweeted her. This is a verified account. The thing is, I don't know. I can't even pronounce this name.
Mm.
But she said, but that this person said, you know, he's a white nationalist, right? Like, first of all, this person has a verified account. This person can get sued for slander. Because just because the left said, it doesn't make it so, Silk.
No,
it don't make it so. So Nicki Minaj responded, right, I can't speak to, agree with, even look at someone from a particular political party.
Mm.
People aren't human anymore. If you're black and a Democrat tells you to shove marbles up your, you know what, you simply have to. If another party tells you to look out for that bus, stand there and get hit. Because that's what it seems like that's happening.
Right.
When it comes to the Democrats, if you don't go along with their narrative and the foolery that they are doing Oh my God, all chains and fences break loose in this country.
That's right.
And I'm so happy that now the left get to see what's been happening to people on the right. Mm-hmm. This kind of thing has been happening. Now, Nicki Minaj never told anyone not to take a vaccine.
She never said that.
But as a woman, as a Black woman, mm-hmm. she's going along with her spirit, in my humble opinion, spirit of discernment.
Uh-huh.
Right. And when you go along with your spirit of discernment, you don't just flap out there and do something because
right.
everybody's doing it or because somebody told you to do it.
That's right. You have to be led by the
You
spirit.
Have to be led by it.
Right.
A lot of times, Silk, you don't do a lot of things because you got to pray on it.
I got to pray
you
on
got
it.
You got to ask God to lead
to
and
lead
God
and guide
you.
Me. That's right.
Now, sometimes I'll jump out there. I'm going to do this. And ain't nothing led me. But you got to be led.
Yes.
And that's what you got to understand.
It's like you got to become one with it.
That's right.
Especially if I'm about to make a decision about my body.
Mm-hmm.
I got to become one with that particular
go.
Decision.
There you
and
go.
And if it's something irking me,
uh-huh.
then I am not one.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And so she is making choices for herself.
That's right.
She never told anyone not to get the vaccine.
Never. She did not say that. No, she did not.
She did not say that.
Mm-mm.
So for the left-wing media to come out and vilify her, it's been alleged that Twitter suspended her. It's also been alleged that her country, I think she's from Trinidad, that prime minister spoke out against her to contradict what someone told her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, why is all of these leaders standing together for this foolery? And this is why I keep telling people, Silk, this party affiliation, it looked like it's just one verb essing on all of us.
That's right.
And I could have said the word, but I didn't.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
On all of us.
That's right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because where are the Republicans?
Yeah.
Where are the Democrats?
You?
Where are the ones that's got some common sense? Or have everybody been scared straight to just sit there and look crazy?
Hmm. Or have you sold your soul out
mm-hmm.
for 30 pieces of silver?
Now, there was another video
yeah.
that Nicki Minaj, it's been alleged that she made.
Uh-huh.
I listened to the video. And what Nicki Minaj needs to understand, welcome to the club.
Welcome back.
This is what they do.
Yep.
You got to understand who you're owned by.
Uh-huh.
Hollywood. The elite.
Uh-huh.
Who pay your salary?
That's right.
Who makes sure you make your millions of dollars?
Right.
And if you don't do what they want you to do, now all chains broken. They will destroy you. And they will use the media to do it.
That's right.
The one thing she said, there's a lot of people that feel the way she feels. But they scared to speak out.
But they're scared to speak out.
But see, you can't be afraid to speak out.
Right.
See, because that means you're afraid to lose what you got.
That's right.
But sometimes you got to lose what you got to get what you want.
That's right.
Sometimes you may have to risk it all.
Woo.
Because right now, something is wrong.
Uh-huh.
And her being an influencer, being a rapper, having over 20 million fans and followers,
uh-huh.
I think this is the perfect time for her to question a lot of things.
A lot of stuff. And it's going to make her evolve. She's going to mm-hmm. start seeing a lot more other stuff like, wow, I didn't think of it mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Because the way that she described it, I'm going to describe it the way I heard it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's like you think, okay, there's nothing to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, you go to sleep. And then you begin thinking about it, and it's like this thought comes to you. It's like, it's like you have a light bulb moment.
An awakening.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute, there is something else deeper going on here.
That's right.
It's not just about the vaccine. It's something else going
on
here.
It's something else going on.
And then it's like, I'm just going off of what I heard her say,
uh-huh,
okay?
Uh-huh.
It seems like she realized it's about silencing her voice. It's about you be quiet and be silenced. But now we're supposed to be living in a land of the free.
Yep, the home of the brave, not slaves.
Okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so with us living here, how are you going to take and try to silence my voice when I have a question about something
mm-hmm.
or an opinion about something? Or if I tell people, do your own research,
mm-hmm.
educate yourself about this thing, and you want to silence me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like she had this awakening. And Diamond and Silk. Been telling everybody about
Listen,
what they do.
I'm telling you, we've been talking about that for a long time.
For a long time.
Why is it that people can say things they okay.
Yeah.
But if two black women say it, oh no, it's conspiratorial.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this. Look at those coons. Look at those Uncle Toms. But a lot of y'all about to get played as coons, especially right. the ones that have money. Because that's what's right. going to happen is, if you want to keep your money, uh-huh. you're going to have to remain silent and go it along with the agenda.
You're going to have to do it their way.
That's right. Uh-huh. And not the way you want to do for your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what the real sellout is about. That's what selling out is about. Without you even realizing it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to demonize Nicki Minaj. No, I'm not. In no way, shape, or form. But what I want her to understand, I understand you from Trinidad. This is the United States of America. You thought you was in the land of the free. Mm. But what we got up there in the Biden regime, ain't freedom no more, baby.
No.
This is straight communism, Marxism, and socialism all dwindle into one.
That's
and
right.
no, you as a black woman, you won't be able to speak here in the United States of America, or they will take everything you got. I heard they invited you to the White House.
Nikki.
They didn't invite you up there to the White House to say kumbaya with
no,
you.
I promise
you that.
No,
need to be careful how you walk up there in your pink dress to Biden's regime.
That's right.
You need to be real
yeah.
careful.
Yeah.
Very, very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
These people are playing nasty games.
Nasty
games. I'm going to put this word in it. Nasty ass games.
That's right.
They are playing
straight up
games.
That's right.
I got a somebody got a
email.
Romney said, "Hey, Diamond, so do you believe celebrities will speak up in support of Nicki Minaj? Love the show. Watch every night. Thank you." Kat from North Carolina. Okay, so here's what I believe. I believe that celebrities should, but celebrities, some of them are going to be afraid to lose their money.
And don't realize they're going to lose it regardless.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yes.
When they get done.
That's
see,
right.
it's just like this here. It's just like when black people sold black. It was black Africans that sold the black Africans into slavery.
Right.
Right? They were selling them, making their money.
Selling them.
And then the Europeans said, you know what?
Uh-huh.
You's a fool.
Uh-huh.
You selling these people into slavery. You ain't no better. I'm going to take you too. That's the type of society that we are dealing with. That's why, stop it with, oh, I'm a Democrat. Oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. We better join forces as Americans, whether we're black or white. Stop it with, oh, that's white supremacy. This white supremacy.
Uh-huh.
You see how the media has tamed you all like slaves to go along with their narrative?
I mean, just with everybody wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the ones that need to because they're sick or
whatever. Well, some people want to wear a mask for their protection.
I'm talking about the ones that's just going along with it because mask says so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next thing you know, when they want you to wear something over your head
mm-hmm.
and all you see is just your eyes,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
that's what they are trying to march
mm-hmm.
people into.
Mm-hmm.
March y'all into
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you all bet to wake up and smell the doggone coffee
mm-hmm.
as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that they can say that black people are disproportionately affected by this virus?
Mm-hmm.
A white left-leaning liberal.
That's right.
Say mm-hmm. this to us.
Right.
To all of us.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever a black person asks the question or want to know what's in this stuff
or how it's going to affect this stuff. Just still praying about it.
Or choose to say no.
Yeah, right now.
Or just choose to say no.
You want to call our anti-vaxxer.
You want to bully people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just blacks. It's whites. It's all.
Uh-huh.
But I'm talking
We're talking about Nicki Minaj tonight.
Nicki Minaj tonight. She's a black woman. That's right. Uh-huh.
What it is, they are afraid.
Yeah.
She have all of those young people.
Uh-huh.
And they think she can influence those young people. But Nicki Minaj, you have a very important job to do, my love.
Yes.
What you need to do is you need to, when you find out things, educate things.
Educate
people. Thank you, Sil.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, because I overtalk.
Yeah.
Educate people. Don't take and go along with what the White House narrative is. Because things that you don't know. Dr. Fauci, the top scientist,
mm-hmm.
His little entity is the one that funded the Wuhan, whatever this is that they got going around.
Yeah.
His stuff, he funded this. Now, how are we listening to a scientist that funded this Wuhan virus,
uh-huh.
and now this mess has spread it, caused a pandemic, got people dying, have people sick, but they still want us, this administration still want us to listen to the man that helped fund all of this.
That got his little hand in all of this.
Mm-hmm. I need you to understand that.
Right.
So don't waltz up there and allow them to just tell you anything. Because a lot of these people are, listen, it is too many people coming out and they're saying some things when it comes to some of this, to these vaccines.
That's right. And here's the sad thing. Mm-hmm. The people that's being affected by it,
right?
I happened to come across their video and about an hour or two, they done shut it down.
They have removed
uh-huh. that particular video. And these are the actual people mm-hmm. that's been affected by this. It's not like a commentator mm-hmm. is just saying something right. about the person. Mm-hmm. This is the actual person mm-hmm. that just got the jab a day or so, and they're sick or having some issues,
or having symptoms.
When they start telling the world about what's going on here, mm-hmm. to beware, in about an hour or two, they've mm-hmm. removed their video.
I received a text message from somebody I know, a prominent person.
Uh-huh.
A lot of their friends and friends' friends have died, they're saying, from taking this mm-hmm. vaccine, is what they're telling me. So my theory is, you make your own decision.
Make your own decision.
But do not allow this government, this thievering government,
uh-huh.
to talk you and coerce you
yeah.
into something. And these influencers, they need to be careful, because we already know the games that y'all play.
We already know the games.
Oh, we know the games that y'all yeah. play. And yeah, uh-huh. listen.
But we just don't choose to fall for the okie doke.
Listen, we don't uh-uh. play with you.
You can't use us and abuse us like a tool.
We're not gonna play with you. We're not gonna get up, and we're not gonna lie to folks.
No.
It won't be Diamond and Silk lied uh-uh. to the Black community.
Uh-uh.
Diamond and Silk lied to Americans.
Uh-uh.
If we see something and it don't seem right, we are going to have to discuss it.
Yes.
And what they're doing to Nicki Minaj is wrong. I don't know if any celebrity will stand up for her. But Diamond and Silk, we going to stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
And she has a right to her opinion. She has a right to say what she wants to say.
That's right.
That's her body.
Yeah.
She chooses what goes inside of her body.
And let's take the word celebrity out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just look at it as Americans.
Right.
Why can't we ask questions? Why can't we have a conversation? Why can't we have open dialogue
right.
about something that you say you want to tell us?
Mm-hmm.
They want to tell us this is a pandemic.
Yes.
This is a virus uh-huh. that's going on, and you got to get a vaccine.
Uh-huh.
But don't want us to have a conversation
right.
about it, or ask questions
mm-hmm.
about something you want us to pump
mm-hmm.
inside of our body.
That's right. RJ said, do you think she will survive on her own without Elite's money? And if not, what does she do to protect her and her family? Watch you daily. Thank you. Well, listen to me.
Go ahead.
Listen to me. When Diamond and Silk first came on the scene,
uh-huh.
don't y'all think Hollywood and them didn't come for us and want us to do this and that.
That's right.
And what we had to do was make conscious, sound decisions.
That's right.
The first thing we didn't want to do was ever be controlled.
That's right.
Uh-uh. Ever be controlled.
Never.
By anybody,
uh-uh.
by any entity, okay? By any entity.
By any.
She's got to make a choice.
Yeah.
She may want to just be quiet, continue to collect her money, and she'll feel like she's okay. But at the end of the day, money makes the world go round.
Uh-huh.
So if they trying to financially bankrupt the United States of America, you can have all of this money, but it's not going to do you no good.
You're not gonna have
if they going to tell people, well, if you don't take this jab, you can't work. And you can't eat. I see restaurants, corporations, and businesses
uh-huh.
closing because they yeah. can't keep up
uh-huh.
because they have nobody to service their patrons.
Or you can't bank at this bank.
That's right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
you can't have this particular service.
Uh-huh. That's
I
right.
mean, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. But let me tell you something about Diamond and Silk. We have integrity.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. We have morals and values. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's not just about Diamond and Silk. It's about all Americans.
That's right.
If it's going to affect you all, it's going to affect us.
That's right.
So why would we take and push off some lie on you all for you all to go do something that we know is not good
for
you or it's going to affect you, or it need to be your decision. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. we don't need to take and try to influence you, bully you, coerce you into doing something against your will.
That's right.
That's on you to make right. that particular decision.
Right.
So it's a lot of things that Diamond and Silk have said no to.
Right.
We bowed out.
That's
we're not
right.
going to
uh-huh.
be a part
yeah.
of this particular
Oh,
mess.
Don't you think they didn't want to get us caught up?
Oh,
this was real simple.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Uh-uh. You would yeah. never get me
no.
to coerce anybody to do something
uh-huh.
that goes against what yeah. they believe.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Let people make their own decision.
And let me tell you something. They fisted real good for Dominic.
Oh, yeah.
All they fisted are really nice. Oh, you can do this. You can be with this one. You can be with that one.
Absolutely not.
I was like, no. Mm-mm. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. We're not going along with the lie, mm-hmm. and we're not going to tell lies to the public.
That's right.
Just because we are influencers of the truth.
That's right.
The naked, nasty,
low-down, gutter-written truth.
I don't care how you slice or dice it or rub it down.
Uh-huh.
That's what we are about.
That's what it's got to be about. That's what it's got to be about.
And so they went their way, we went our way, and here we are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're not going to do is bow down for these demons.
Uh-huh.
These
demonic
possessed imbeciles that want to see this country destroy. I refuse to bow down to it. Or for it,
mm-hmm.
and I refuse to take and influence the rest of you all to do what they want.
That's right.
The world to do, but they want to use me to push it out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna happen with Diamond and Silk.
And that's why you see a lot of people being quiet, not saying nothing.
Yes.
Where's Oprah and them? Where's Tyler Perry?
Pastor T.D.
Jakes. Where's T.D. Jakes and Jamal Bryant?
Uh-huh.
Where are these people? Where are the big top dogs? The leaders of the black community, the pillars of the black community. Where are you all at?
Where?
Because you coerce and you convince
your
congregations
mm-hmm.
to do something that they probably didn't even want to do.
Even want to do.
Now, whatever you choose to do with your body,
when
it comes to somebody putting something, if you want to take the jab, hey,
that is your prerogative.
All
to
I'm
do
doing
that.
Is putting all information out here for you to see, and you make a conscious decision with your doctor. Because we've already said we ain't doctors, we ain't scientists, or none of that. But when I look at the top scientists that's running around on these networks telling millions of Americans what to do with their body.
Misinformation.
And he is the one that helped fund this Wuhan virus.
Uh-huh.
Why are we listening to him?
When it was actually stopped here over here in Chapel Hill, they stopped that particular research over here. Okay, put a moratorium on it to stop that particular gain of function research here in America.
Yeah.
But Fauci was over the NIH.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that money kept siphoning right on through there to Wuhan, China. And they continued that study over there in Wuhan, China at the Virology Institute there in Wuhan, China.
Creating a virus that was 10,000 more times more viral where it can really affect
the person, and then come out and lie to the American people.
Right.
If you take the vaccine, we can help slow the spread. After Dr. Fauci said it will never be eradicated.
That's right.
If it's not going to never be eradicated, the only thing we can do is cope with it.
That's right.
That's why they have therapeutic medicines. But then when they took, Nicki, I don't know if you are aware of this, Nicki Minaj, but when they took and restricted the very therapeutic medicines that could have helped save people's lives, especially your black brothers and sisters' lives, they restricted those medicines from Americans and from people taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Uh-huh.
And even right now, it is being restricted. And from my understanding, whenever those Afghans come over here, they are giving them ivermectin for parasites. So they say, okay?
Yeah.
That's what they're giving it to them. And I'm going to say allegedly.
I'm so glad you brought up therapeutic medicine.
Uh-huh.
Because, Nicki, we need for you to know this here so you can take it back and run back
and tell
Bob. Take
it on back to the hood.
According to newsrescue.com, the Biden administration is limiting supply of life-saving monoclonal antibodies in 7 southern states under the guise of preventing a shortage, according to, you know, newsrescue.com. Now, here is the thing. This here particular antibodies, I think they call it Regeneron.
Okay,
I think that's what it's called. Regeneron, right? Okay, it's helping people.
Right.
When they come down with COVID, they take this here, and when they take this, they start to feel better.
That's right.
So now he's limited this in 7 southern states, and these states are red states. So my theory is, Biden, why are you and your administration discriminating against red states and again denying people therapeutic medicines that can save their lives?
And if I'm not mistaken, President Trump bought up a whole lot
of
that particular therapeutic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, millions of dollars worth for Americans.
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the distribution of the monoclonal antibodies. I know I didn't say the word right.
Go ahead.
It's upping their weekly shipment from 100,000 to 150,000, but the states that use the most will now be limited.
Okay.
But my thing, that is, you, this is what makes me want to cuss. You bastards.
Yes.
You bastards. Because here is the deal. Girl, I feel like getting my point out. I wish I could point in their face. Here is the deal.
What's the deal?
You all said China unleashed this onto the world.
Yeah.
How is it that you have money to pay for all of these vaccines?
Right.
These pharmaceutical companies making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
But then you gonna take and you gonna say, well, I'm gonna buy this up so that I can ration it out? Who makes this?
The very stuff that's been
working. Who makes this? Whoever make this, you need to continue to make it. We are still under emergency. You remember when we needed masks? President Trump had to go into some of these places that didn't make masks to make them make masks.
Yeah.
This is a therapeutic medicine that can help people.
Yep.
Why are you limiting that?
Now, you just said something really key here.
What I
you
say,
You said
girl.
Something about it's happening in seven Republican
seven states. Southern states. And these look like Republican states.
All right, all right. So let's keep it there. So now, whenever these illegal aliens come across the border and they are flown into a lot of these states, what states are they being flown into? And then when the rise in the cases go up, you making it look like they're coming from Americans, and a lot of times they're coming from these illegal aliens that you allow that you're flying into these different states.
How can you say that you care about Americans? You buying up, excuse me, Silk, I'll be to hit you with this thing. You buying up all of these vaccines. You trying to prepare the country to take a third vaccine.
But you
all got the ration, the therapeutic medicines that's working, that's helping people. Do you want us to die? Do you want us to die? What is it?
What?
And please don't tell me, Diamond, you screaming.
Yeah.
We got to know. The volume down.
Yeah, cut it.
Because something is wrong
here. We got to know what's going on.
These seven states, the numbers have came down with people, with the people that had COVID. Those numbers was brought down because now people don't have to lay up in the
hospital
because this is really life-changing. It's saving people lives.
Okay.
But you got these people trying to
ration off the stuff that we need.
Why are you doing that? What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. And then you don't want us to ask no questions? It's obvious as to what's going on.
Oh, everybody
Diamond.
Know.
It's obvious.
Yeah, y'all trying to take us out.
Basically.
Y'all trying to take, but look. I don't care how many bloggers say what we said. You got to be trying to take us
out.
To
be trying
if you're denying people therapeutic medicines to treat them.
Yeah.
A lot of these southern states, white people, a lot of black people said it. You said black people were disproportionately affected. Why would you be limiting that?
Why? Because they are anti-American. They can care less about Americans or Americans.
Yeah.
Anytime you allow the back border to be open and bring all of these people in here into our country, you don't even allow, not even allowing them to assimilate to our ways.
That's right.
And you just letting them just run amok, rip away at the fabric of America so that you all can push your own doggone agenda is what they're trying to do.
I don't know, but just to
know that we have what we need. And then President Trump also, remember, he said he implemented the right to try, where it's our own free right to be able to try what we need to be able to save our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you to deliberately restrict and ration it out.
News Rescue, newsrescue.com go on to say the federal government and mainstream media are promoting the purchase of 1.7 million doses of the treatment as staving off shortage due to dwindling supplies. How in the hell is this here dwindling and we can't get a supply of this, but we can get a supply of vaccines?
All these vaccines. How? It's American tax dollars that you're using and abusing.
Why are you targeting the red states? Discriminator, you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's this here is for power.
Now, Sue.
Yes.
Now, I want y'all to listen to me. I thought about it. I had to do a little work today.
Okay.
Manual work while I was moving. Uh-huh. So sometimes when I'm moving, it's like I'm working out. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
But it gave me a chance to think.
To really, I got you. Come on.
Now, the other day it came out about General Milley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calling the Chinese or China.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Doing his little back, letting them know that, hey, you know what? If we attack you, you're going to be the first to know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Acting like he was the president of these United States because he didn't like the way, I guess, Trump moved about. He felt like Trump was going to start a war, but you didn't have no proof of that. China unleashed this virus. Ain't that what y'all said?
That's what they said.
What in the heck do General Milley have doing talking to China? Unless you telling them you need to pay us some money for what you done up over here.
That's right.
But you see the back door stuff?
I see the back
door. Let me pin it all together. So it don't look like when China unleashed this, the top generals don't seem like they were on the American people's side. When I see what General Milley,
that's right,
done did and coerced probably other people to go along with.
That's right. Yep.
Not only that, I'm looking at some of these Congress people, some of these representatives. Your job is to make sure that the American people's freedoms are protected.
That's right.
We don't work for you. You work for us.
That's right.
But when I see you up there siding with Milley, like he should have did this here. Oh, you in on the treason? You
like
in on the treason?
It was okay for him to do that.
Yeah, you in on the treason too?
Yeah.
And then I sit and I look at this left-wing media.
Oh, Lord.
Including one on the right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm reminded by election night, November the 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Because we was right there watching it all go down at the White House.
Uh-huh. In the Red Room.
On how they did things.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? All of these mofos.
All of them.
Could possibly, and this is just an opinion, be involved in the coup.
In the coup. Coup d'etat.
And then,
yes.
In my humble opinion, we still in the midst of a pandemic.
So they say.
We have therapeutic medicines to treat it.
Yes, we do.
You all continue to keep this mess going and going and going. And you mess up the lives and the livelihoods of millions of Americans fooling with you all.
Yeah.
Because you all trying to pull out the biggest coup in the history of the United States of America. And you think Americans don't see that. And you silence us by using words like white supremacy.
Uh-huh.
Calling us terrorists.
Conspiracy theorists.
Uh-huh. That's how you try to silence
us.
And you bully us when we can see the obvious.
It's obvious.
Listen.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, this was the biggest takedown of the takedown.
That's
now
right.
It brings me to this.
Uh-huh.
If this man was undermining President Trump.
Talking about Milley.
Mm-hmm. General Milley.
Mm-hmm.
How many more people didn't undermine him even when it came to these vaccines?
Mm.
You all, we have a corrupt government.
Yes.
These people are corrupt.
Corrupt.
Corrupt as they come.
Yes.
These people are evil and they don't care about the American people.
Nope.
See, because if you cared about the American people, there is no way we've been in going on the second year of a pandemic and ain't nobody addressed China. That should have been brought to the table first.
Well, can I just say this?
Yes.
It was on the table to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats, the Biden regime, removed it off the table.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to investigate it.
A lot of you mofos up there in government is compromised.
Exactly.
So that's why some of you, in my humble opinion,
you're bought and paid for.
And that's why some of
allegedly.
That's why some of you can't say nothing.
You can't speak.
Yeah.
You got this big old piece of tape across your mouth.
You can't say nothing. Because you've been compromised. And when you don't say nothing, when you don't speak up, it makes you complicit as to what's going on.
Yes.
But you know, the American people shall never forget.
Never.
When this is all said and done in the wash and the spin and the rinse, y'all need to look at who to help destroy this country.
That's right. They're gonna hang out. It ain't gonna just be
white left-leaning liberals.
Oh no.
It's gonna be white, black left-leaning liberals, and white and black what they call so-called conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Is who gonna
yeah.
Rhinos is what we call them.
Uh-huh.
Deep state snakes is what we call them.
Uh-huh.
Because true conservatives would want to see their country destroyed. So this is why I keep saying we gonna have to drop the party affiliation for a moment.
I don't care what side of the aisle you are. I'm not interested in Democrats or Republicans. I'm not interested in neither one of them, because at the end of the day, we are Americans first.
That's right.
And that is what should matter. That is what should unite us.
That's right.
Being Americans first. That's
there you go. And at the end of the day, y'all, they're going to take away all of our freedoms, not just black people, not just white people, but all of our freedoms are gone.
That's right.
The first thing we need to do is back this thing up all the way back.
Back it up.
To November the 3rd, 2020.
That's right.
I would say back it back up to the pandemic, but that's going to come out. Because it's already coming
out. It's already coming out.
Because when I look at General Milley contacting the Chinese, but the Chinese is the one that unleashed this onto the American people, but come to find out an American here, the top scientist that's going around telling everybody what to do, his office or whatever funded this here. He knew about it.
Funded it with American tax dollars.
And then y'all want to tell me that this administration is going to stop therapeutic medicines because they fear a shortage. Well, why don't you spend some more of our American tax dollars? It ain't stopped you now.
Especially if you want to give $6.4 billion for the resettlement of Afghans. Use that $6.4 billion towards this therapeutic medicine.
So that brings me to this.
Uh-huh.
You can give $6.4 billion for Afghans, but you can't make sure that the American people are safe and have what they need so they won't die? Oh, we got the rationing because it's a shortage? Well, I don't care. Build another building.
If we got the rationing because it's a shortage, why are you allowing all of these other people to come over here?
Right.
Uh-huh. See, America, we have our own humanitarian crisis right here in America.
That's right.
With this mofo allowing these people breaking our constitution, breaking our immigration laws, with him allowing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to talk about you got to ration off something, you don't want to run out of it, but you allowing these people that don't belong here, and then you want to call them migrants. What does that say about the people that got in line and did it the right way?
And not only that, Sil.
Yeah.
These pharmaceutical companies done made billions.
Oh.
I'm talking about with the capital B. We got money to pay for all of when you want to stick somebody on a ventilator, you got money for that. But you mean to tell me, we got the rationers because we running out of this here. Well, I don't care. Get Ford Motor Company to start making it.
Uh-huh.
This here drug needs to be made. It's a therapeutic drug. It's been helping people. It needs to be made up in the abundance. So if anybody come down with this stuff that y'all said China unleashed, y'all said Fauci and his department funded with our tax dollars, we need to make sure that we are okay. You need to look out for the American people, not your own selves and not your own interests.
That's right. And if they saying that we're running out of this, then stop restricting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Gary said, Diamond and Silk, was it China who released the virus or the Democrats knowing we blame China or both? Hard to tell.
It's hard to tell, but they won't do an investigation on it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's all of them. They all complicit in this whole foolery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And even Republicans is complicit in this whole foolery.
Mm.
Yep.
Somebody said food shortages. Baby, why is America grocery stores having empty shelves? Biden is making us like a third world nation.
Even down to the hospitals.
Yeah.
They're doing everything they can to cut off our way of living and our systems that we are accustomed to.
That's right.
And the way that they go about doing is implementing certain rules that they know the average American is not going to go along with.
Right.
And what happens is it breaks that system. Because what? You have nobody there to work it.
That's right.
You have nobody there to make it go.
Listen to me. I've been knowing that the grocery store shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Are not stocked. You know what I heard? I heard I've heard several stories, but one of the stories I heard is that there's not even enough workers to unload the trucks to bring the food on the inside. Mm-hmm. So imagine the mandates that Biden is demanding these businesses do. Do you see the chaos, baby?
It's the end goal.
The end goal is to bankrupt our system.
Yep.
Bankrupt you, have you discouraged, yep. have you hungry and with nothing,
homeless,
honey. They
hungry.
Want you like a slave.
Look at California.
The
biggest tent state.
Yeah.
People are homeless, can't afford their homes. They have to live in tents on the streets and under a bridge. That's what they want. These Democrats and some Republicans want this.
Right.
Period.
Right. Listen to me. Let me tell you something.
And a lot of people can say, and I can say allegedly, but a lot of people, all I can do is say, if they say, Silk, how do you know? Their actions tells me. That actions tell me. How are you going to restrict something from the people? If this is supposed to be, then you have AOC at this gala or whatever.
Talking about tax the rich.
It's not about tax the rich. It's the fact that they're able to go to these parties and have a good old time.
Yeah.
And nothing is said about
that. Oh, nothing
them.
Is not going to
Absolutely
be said.
Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. But just as soon as a group of conservatives go and have an event,
then
here you go, oh my God, they're super spreaders. Oh, this, and that. And what that tells me is that this is not all that it's cracked up to be.
Well, let me tell you something. I do want people to understand that this virus is very real. And I'm about to tell you why I say that.
Uh-huh.
Because back in 2020, people in this town was not getting sick. As soon as they started vaccinating all of these people, people started getting sick. And now that we look at everything, we hear about spike protein, the shedding. Dr. Judy called it something else. I can't remember what she calls it.
Transmission.
And it's like a spike protein.
Yeah.
Well, when they viral loads go up, they can spread this here. But like Silk said, it was Fauci said it was going to spread. Did he not?
That's right. It's a gain of function. It was created to spread.
Uh-huh.
It was created to be transmissible from human to human to human.
That's right.
And here's the crazy thing: the WHO back in January 2020, they knew that.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what was going on. They knew that it because they said that it won't spread from human to human. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, it is going to spread to human to human.
Right.
Look, it's a bunch of BS. That's been going on behind the scenes
that's
to get
right.
us to this point
right.
and until this day right here. They already knew about it, and China knew about it. That's why they didn't reveal it, and they tried to conceal it.
So, Silk, thank you for saying it like that.
Yes.
And you know what, Silk?
Why?
I want to know how many of our allies was on to
in
all this.
On it.
In on this and knew what General Milley was doing.
That's right.
I'm really concerned.
Who is all part of this here coup? They want to talk about an insurrection on January the 6th. No, it looked like an insurrection happened on November the 3rd, 2020.
Insurrection, a coup, treason.
Yeah, you can't talk about the Taliban. You can't talk about Afghanistan and the Taliban's taking over Afghanistan. You can't talk about that whenever you had these people here get together. And it happened before November the 3rd, 2020.
Yes,
because a lot of rules were put in place that was illegally placed.
Mm-hmm.
It
was
illegally placed and nobody did absolutely nothing about it.
Susan said, hey, ladies, don't worry. Lindsey Graham will have a hearing. He will get to the bottom of it. Stay tuned. I don't trust nothing.
A hearing of what?
Yeah, I don't trust nothing that Lindsey Graham have to say.
A hearing test at the place where you get your ears tapped.
Yeah, a lot of these people are complicit.
He is part of the deep state snake. He's part of it. Allegedly, because I'm not there with him.
Well, he is.
But he is. He's part of it. Listen, these Republicans, we had the House, we had the Senate. They did nothing.
That's right.
And now look at what's going on. Mm-hmm. They took and certified this illegitimate individual.
Yes, they did.
Okay? They helped certify him.
Yeah.
All right? So they, as far as I'm concerned, they're part of this.
And if General Milley can pick up the phone and call China, y'all don't think they could have pulled a fast one on November the 3rd, 2020? I'm not talking about, let's just talk about first breaking constitutional law.
That's right.
They took oaths to uphold the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
What about all of these ballots? And see, the same thing that they did on November the 3rd, they pretty much did the same thing in California last night.
That's right.
Mail out all of these ballots. I heard some of the ballots from California went to people in different states that didn't even live in California.
Yeah, and I heard people were still in line waiting to cast their vote, and then they still called it for Newsom.
Ah, yeah, they called it. I believe it was because of the mail-in
ballots. Because of the counting of the mail-in ballots.
This is the biggest. Uh-huh. You know what? And this is what keeps me cussing. Yes. Honey, I can read all of these mofos for filth.
Yes.
Let me tell you all something. Yes. You better wake up and you better open your eyes.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj, this is a wake-up call. You're going to have to make the choice and you're going to have to choose.
Yep.
Or what they're going to do, darling. They're going to silence
it's gonna
you.
It's
going to
be, is it your money or is it your freedom?
Uh-huh, that's right.
You're that's going to be her something. Choice.
You're going to have to pick something because at the end of the day, that money ain't going to do you no good.
No good.
If they take our whole society, which is what they trying to do, and silence us as Americans, none of that money ain't going to do no good.
No.
None of that's going to, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to do no good. So, and then when they want to call you up there to the White House, that's for you to come in and see the principal.
Well, no, they want, No,
that's for you to come in and see the principal. Because see, you done got a little uppity now. Mm-hmm. You done got your little voice and you got you some people there, 22 million to be exact.
Now, this is how they act. This is how they do it.
This is how they do it. This is how they do it. So when they see that a Black woman, it's a Black person that got a little too uppity, they go in and they got to take and pull your whole car.
Yeah. It looked like you didn't run off the plantation. You just packed your bags and walked off for a moment.
That's right.
Because you're like, I ain't into this here. And I'm going to have to make my own decision.
That's right.
They didn't like that. So what they did was they seek the hound dogs on you.
That's right.
Who we call, refer to as the hound dogs.
Right.
It's the ones that be running off at their mouth like the Joy Reid and all the rest of them.
But she's a gatekeeper. Joy Reid is a
gatekeeper. She will be a gatekeeper.
And she the one that seek the dogs after you.
Okay. So now that they done got the dogs and they done pulled you back in.
That's right.
They give you an invite so that you can go see the master
in the big house.
You can go to the big house.
That's right.
Because I don't know if her skin color is that of a paper bag. Because you remember they used to do that with the paper bag.
I remember
but
the paper
you had
bag.
To be light skinned to be in that big house.
That's
girl.
Right. That's
and
what,
so
that's
now
out.
You got master calling you on up
he
there
calling
to the big
you on
house
up there to the big
so
house
so that they can take and they can summons you and tell you what you gonna talk about and what you not gonna talk about.
That's right. They want to take and break down your character, break down your integrity, and let it be known to you, Nicki, that they own you.
Pretty much.
Now, it's going to be about, do you stand up and take a stand and draw the line and say, no, you don't own
that's
me?
That's right.
Here's your money back. Mm-hmm. I got this here. I'm going to make it on my own.
That's right.
By the grace of God. Or do you go alone to get along and end up not having nothing?
That's exactly why you better know who you are in
that's
all
right.
of this.
Who you are.
Don't
and
allow
who
nobody
are.
To create you, make you.
That's
because
right.
those will be the very ones that think they can break you.
That's right.
You got to know who you are in all of this here and stand up for truth.
That's right.
When you hear things, or when you see things, then you say, hey, y'all, well, I did hear this.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did see this here. We're not encouraging people not to do something, but I'm encouraging people to make sure you do your own research and don't allow nobody to coerce you into something.
That's right.
And then next thing you know, now there's challenges.
That's right.
Is what I'm saying.
Challenges in your own body.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fooling
right.
around uh-huh. with this system. A lot of people die caught up. Because of people playing politics.
Yep.
People lives are being played with. Mm-hmm. When somebody go into a hospital and you have the hospitals being alleged not treating the patient, you're not following your Hippocratic oath. And you letting people sit up in a hospital and just pass away like that?
Yeah.
Look at what kind of system that we're in. People don't care anymore.
That's right. And see, keep in mind that a lot of this information is not just coming from one person.
That's right.
This information is coming from different people all over this country,
from
different states, from different countries, from different continents. We're seeing this here, but they're keeping that smothered because they don't want you to see it.
They don't want you to see it. They don't want you to know nothing.
They don't want
about
you to know anything about it.
But you're a big girl and you're a strong girl. I'm big girl,
Nicki.
Meaning you got your big girl panties on. You'll go handle it. But it's time for the left to wake up.
Yes.
And it's time for some of you all to stop saying, oh, I can't speak out, and you better speak out.
You better.
Because ain't none of that money gonna do you no good. Because at the end of the day, they still look at you as a Black person who is disproportionately affected by COVID-19.
Yep.
Even though they have therapeutic medicines to treat it, they're trying to hide the therapeutic medicines.
Yep.
Not only that, they're trying to ration the therapeutic medicines now from what I'm reading. And so if you stay in these seven southern states, you may not can't get this therapeutic medicine.
That's right.
And when we are still in a state of emergency, are we not? We're still in the midst of a pandemic. Hey, can't you have these people, companies come and start making up this stuff in droves?
That's right.
Because we didn't do this. This was no fault of ours.
That's right. Stop making up the stuff that you want people to put in their bodies and make up the stuff that is good for people's bodies.
That's right.
And then everybody, make sure that you eat right. Take care of yourself. Go out into the sun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And so that you can get what you need from the sun to make your vitamin D for your body.
That's right.
Do what you need to do for you.
Because they did say, Black people, we have a low intake when it comes to vitamin D.
Uh-huh.
But they don't offer us anything like that. Listen, not just Black people. They don't offer none of us nothing good no more. None of us, you all. They're not offering us anything but take the jab.
Uh-huh. That's all.
And
that's
to all of you trolls talking about do this and do that, listen, kids with a sun don't shine.
That's right.
Do it for yourself, but don't be out there talking about what other people could do.
That's right.
You should do it for yourself.
Jab yourself up.
Didn't somebody say vax that thing up?
Uh-huh.
Vax yourself all the way up
and see
how that feels for you.
And leave
that
alone.
That's right. Stop telling people what to do
when
it comes to what they put on the inside of their body.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Because when y'all tell me don't eat no bacon, I can eat it when I get good and ready to.
Mm, you know, I picked up some today.
Did you, girl?
And that bacon was $17.99. I said $17.99.
You're going to have to get us a pig and
ready.
We're going to have to go ahead on to get us a pig. And
then I thank God that I could get it because I had my piece of bacon.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so listen, y'all. Don't forget to make sure that you visit MyPillow.com. Use code TRUMP1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase. Please understand, this is how you support Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
This is how you support this platform.
Yes.
We don't want this platform to go away. We want to keep this thing going.
And
we love Frank's speech because it gives you freedom of speech to speak whatever you need to speak. And we can have these conversations.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with having a conversation when it comes to us. At the end of the day, y'all, remember, I don't care your skin color, your political affiliation. We are all one. We are all Americans.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So please remember that. Go ahead. Run it down.
Okay. Certainly. And also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Chatted, chatdit.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow us on Getter, gettr.com. And whenever you follow us on Getter, make sure you follow Diamond and Silk whenever you get there. Okay.
Right.
Also, don't forget to go over there to diamondandsilkstore.com. If you are interested in some coffee cups, wine glass, here we go, bing, bing, tumblers, the best of Diamond and Silk. A lot of people want to know, where did Diamond and Silk come from? You can get our videos, the best of Diamond and Silk, and you can see all about Diamond and Silk. It takes you down a little bit down memory lane. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get that book at mystore.com. That's mystore.com. And when you use code TRUMP1, that's TRUMP1, you can get 30% off of your order for that particular book.
Okay, one more thing. Are you all still lighting your candles and praying at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Are you?
Please make sure you do that. We believe in the power of prayer. I believe prayer changes things. Listen, I'm going to need God to move some mountains.
Oh,
yes. I'm going to need God to move some mountains because I get tired of these people trying to try us. They need to try Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to need God to move some mountains.
Look, I don't need you to give me the strength to climb it. I just want you to move it.
Mm-hmm.
Move the mountain out of the way.
Right.
Now look at how we've been praying and how we've been burning our candle and look at all of the stuff that's starting to come out.
That's right. About all of
look
this.
At it.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. It's more to come.
That's right.
But what we got to do is stand the storm. Mm-hmm. It won't be long. We will anchor by and by.
That's right. So make sure you pray 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to light your candles where you do.
That's right.
All right. So listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We called the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.